And by the time this recording is heard by your audience, I will have expressed to the general public my desire to leave the Democratic Party and to be a Republican. And I'm doing that not because I want to, but because the things I believe in are no longer supported in large measure by the current Democratic Party. I am a John F. Kennedy Democrat, a conservative Democrat, and I have tremendous interest in what's going on the border, the violence, the cartels, the damage done to Mexico and to our relations. The Democratic administration has been a total failure. When it comes to the issue of, I come from a very religious community. Most of us are Catholics, but we have Protestants amongst us and people of all faiths. And regardless of what faith it is, we're all very, like most Texans, we're very, we take those values seriously. And there was a time when the Democratic Party was a big tent and allowed people to maintain a variety of opinions with regards to questions of the sanctity of life and other moral positions, but there's no longer that. If you read the platform, it's always the same, and I respect them having a position, but I don't agree with it. And I like to be in a party where there's some diversity of that opinion. Now, the same can be said about the other party. But when it comes to my position on that issue, I feel more comfortable in the Republican Party. When it comes to businesses and the economy, I am pro-business and have been pro-business. The Democratic Party I knew under John F. Kennedy was very pro-business, and we can be sensitive to the needs of our fellow man. My religious tradition tells me I have to do that, but we also need to be responsible and respectful of other people and other citizens, including corporate citizens and businesses, which are the backbone of our society. And I've not found the Democratic Party to any longer be sensitive to those questions. Whenever we have social problems, the answer has always been, let's raise taxes. And I sit on the Ways and Means Committee, and the requests for tax increases are significant and have a significant relation to members of the Democratic Party. That's not who I am. It's not who my community is. And you can go down issue after issue, and although there are some aspects of the Democratic Party which I do admire, tolerance, the advocacy for diversity, civil rights, and I'm sure there's others if I sat and thought about it. We live in a different world today than we do did in the 60s and 50s and 40s. The era of discrimination, overt discrimination, is, I think, diminishing. It's always part of human nature, but you cannot base a party simply on the singular question. And I believe that should the Republicans lack in that area, well, they can learn from my experience.